time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, yes. We back in your ear, crystal clear. You know, chilling, kicking it. Murder. What's good with you, brother?
And it's all good, man. You know, can't complain at all, man. Everything's cracking.
I can dig it. We creeping through June. We smooth through, damn near through June.
You smooth shit through is the year, nigga.
Yeah, yes. I don't know if that's getting older or if, I guess it's the perspective of getting older, because these last couple years, or maybe it's just some post-COVID type of effect, but these years feel like they on fast forward. Like, I mean, it's crazy. Like, yeah, I'm looking up at this first of the month every time I look up, and the shit is... First of the month, everything. I gotta
do some auto deducting shit.
Man. Damn, absolutely. Yep. Like, okay, damn. Okay, bet. Wee. Ah, shit. Where are we? July about to be around the corner. Happy Juneteenth to everybody. You know,
word up.
Juneteenth right now. You know what I mean? Our brand new black holiday.
I mean, that nobody asked for, but okay.
You know, but.
Yeah. They snuck that one in there with the kente cloth. We going to get y'all Juneteenth.
How about that? Enjoy it. Something like freedom. Something like reparations.
Be appreciative of your freedom. We ain't having that shit. Niggas free.
Mm-mm. That's just a reminder that, you know, we let niggas free in waves. That's crazy. That is crazy. I'm surprised that there wasn't any, like, you know, I was having a couple thoughts about Juneteenth. You know, there's so much division sometimes and amongst black people sometimes, whether it's light skin, dark skin, you know, ghetto or bougie. You know what I'm saying? Like, just a whole lot of educated and, you know, all of this, whatever.
Yeah, propagating. Niggas be trying to get as far as away from the plantation as possible.
But that's my point. I'm like, I'm surprised that there wasn't no division based on the you know, we been free and y'all niggas just got free. You know, even if it was only just a little while, but we was free longer than y'all. You know what I'm saying?
They like, had the internet, nigga.
Yeah, because you know.
They ain't even know them niggas down there.
That's it. Because if we'd have known, if they'd have looked at me, we'd. I'm on the, you know, the early freedom side.
Right. But, I'm from the north.
I'm just assuming shit was all good. But, yeah, I was just thinking about that shit. Like, you know, just another way to look at a motherfucker and flex on them. Nigga, I know you ain't talking. This newly free nigga. This nigga didn't even know he was free. You see this nigga? Come on.
Still a slave.
Mm-hmm. Old cotton picket ass nigga. I should call you Toby. Anyway. But yeah, y'all. Happy Juneteenth, man. I hope you ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? I hope you're enjoying this day. What are your plans for Juneteenth? Are you doing anything for Juneteenth?
Man, I'm doing something, man. Shit, nigga.
Okay.
I got to get some stuff done. Actually, okay. It's time to catch up on some shit. So I ain't tripping.
Okay.
I'm definitely not strictly, I ain't doing nothing. Because, again, I really don't believe my people was of the late free. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So you already, your business was cooking. You had business as usual.
Yeah. This is not usual. Day. We got the day off, actually. You know what I'm saying? But okay. I got some shit to do.
Now, I wasn't even talking about where you at now. I'm just talking about you said you felt like you was part of the early rush.
I think, you know what I'm saying?
First service.
The Georgia people, you know what I'm saying? North Carolina, gotcha. Georgia folk, you know what I'm saying? I know my mama now from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
My pop now, I think they trace back to North Carolina or whatever.
Right.
So right. I think, you know, them North Carolina people, they got the hell on. They went on up north. They was in Ohio. So they probably was like, shit, we's free. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Ranch up your little donkey and pack everything
Let's
up.
Let's get it.
Them little mules.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Dragon shit. You know
what I mean? Man, them mules was going through it, boy. Them spines was twisted. If these mules could talk.
The mules like, nigga, man. What is we eating? Don't worry about it, nigga. Shit.
We gotta go. We have to go. We gotta get away from here before they change their mind. Oh, man. Nah. That's what's up. So you said you got some work to do, some of your own admin.
Yeah, I got some stuff I need to do, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean to make light of the slavery, you know what I'm saying?
No, we never.
From the Georgia side, I think they never, you know, a lot of them never left too far from the plantation. You know what I'm saying? I think my people in Wrightsville, they might still be close to the plantation that we was on. You know what I'm saying? And then when the railroad was building through Florida, that's when a lot of people moved to Florida. You know what I'm saying? That's how people got into Miami, building the railroad.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So I don't even know if they got free or it was just, you know what, we free, but, you know, we ain't really got nowhere to go.
Right. We're going to stay where we know. We know this. We know where we at. Long as we free, I'm cool with being here. As long as y'all don't put your hands on me. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what we doing. We here, though.
I don't know how the shit went. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
Like, my mom and them, they family pretty happy. Like, they was, you know, seem to be some happy slaves. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever they was doing, they had a good time.
Don't let Ron DeSantis hear that. Don't let the people hear that. Some happy slaves? I'm just saying,
some people, they weren't happy slaves, but they was happy people.
Got you. That happened to be slaves.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They happy people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Sometimes you get around people and they just happy. Like, they know how to have a good time. They gregarious. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I don't know where that come from, but it extends to at least the older generation. So, you know, it feel like, you know, they must have been pretty happy when they set up. You know what I'm saying? Despite of or in spite of, you know?
Right.
My other side, though, they was mad, you know, so I could see them getting the fuck up on that and then facing the hard road of freedom, you know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
Freedom ain't easy or free. Nope. No. So, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people that went up north and all that shit, they was angry.
They felt the way, And, I mean, it's uncertain and it's a whole new climate, new terrain, and you kind of got to worry, like, not worry, but wonder, now, how far does this freedom go? What's the range on this?
Right.
You know, is this 90-mile freedom? Or are we free as far as the eye can see? You know? get tricky. You know, if you go the opposite direction, you're going to wind up bumping into some folks that don't even know that they free.
Right.
And that's got to feel like a rerun.
Right. But so them people, they left North Carolina. They ended up in Lynch, Kentucky. In the coal mines, you know what I'm saying? It was like black coal miners. So they probably was working hand in hand with rednecks and facing all kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? Probably had to bust some niggas in the mouth because they love to bust a nigga in the mouth and on that side. So that's part of the motto. You know what I'm saying?
Part of the origin story.
Part of the whole shit. Like, that's the slogan, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Our fucking banner got a fist on that motherfucker. It's gonna be all funny. It's all love when the swelling go down. That's the sigil. You know what I'm saying? If it was Game of Thrones, nigga, that's what it'll be. And there won't be no wolf. It'll be a fist.
That's funny, man. Yeah. Would you ever do the 23andMe or Ancestry.com?
I'm kind of waiting on somebody else in my family to do it. I think my dad did. I need to see his test. You know what I'm saying?
See what he got? Okay. Okay. That's enough information. Oh, okay. All right. Back. Good looking out. Yeah. I hear that.
A little cheek. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know if I want to do it. I don't trust it all the way.
Right.
I don't trust it. You know, you asking the same people that stole you to tell you where they got you from. I don't know, man. I believe it could just still be more propaganda.
I could have told you that, nigga.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm from over there.
Free.
Right. But
but man, I ain't got no. I think somebody having a barbecue tomorrow. I might pop through that.
Okay.
And, you know what I'm saying? Take it from there.
That could be cool. I don't have no plans, really. My plan is to chill, to really take it easy. Honestly, I got a only plan I do want to watch, and I'm, again, man, I've said this a lot, especially in, as I'm in my 40s now, I appreciate a good live stream, you know?
Mm.
And they live streaming the Ken and Friends pop out.
Oh, word. What time yes. is that?
I don't know. I gotta look into it. I think it's probably either early or late afternoon. I mean, we're figuring it's going to be West Coast time. So, yeah, it's supposed to be live streamed via Amazon Prime. So I'm going to be in front of a TV monitor watching that with something good to eat. I don't know what I'm going to eat. I don't know if I'm going to cook something. The thought of maybe doing some crabs. Maybe, but maybe not, because the crabs and the TV don't always mix.
Too noisy?
Nah, not too noisy. It's just that I typically do the crabs like in the dining room with the table and the newspaper and all of that. And I don't really have no TV in there. That's why it becomes like my meditation. I typically bring like a Bluetooth speaker in there, and I just stay in that moment, stay present, you know? I got a routine for sure. I've done it once this year. I mean, I've been doing it for a while, but for the 2024 season, I've done it once a couple weeks ago. And it was official, man. I enjoyed it.
Like me would have drugged that bitch into where the TV at.
I think about it, but you know, you get a little crab claw under the sofa. You know what I'm saying? Wow. You don't want that. You know what I mean?
You do them the intricate crabs, the blue crabs.
I do the real deal. I do the blue crabs.
Yeah, I do the legs, nigga.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty, and I haven't partaken. You know what I'm saying? I actually was going to do some, but I've just been scoping the prices. Because, like, after the pandemic, them king crabs went up to, like, $67 a pound.
Yeah.
So that's just to tell you, let's just let you know, I ain't had none since. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it should let the king be the king.
I couldn't even, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, y'all niggas tripping. Yeah, but then wild. I walked past them not too long ago, and they was back down. They was down to like 27.
Okay.
Which is real close to where they would think it was like 24, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, I could fuck with them, but I ain't really did it yet. I ain't pulled a trigger on them yet. I might have to check them this weekend and see what's good.
Okay. Sound like a stock ticker.
Yeah.
From 67 down to
24. Man, KCR. They went to 67. It broke my little heart, nigga. I was like, oh, hell nah.
Yeah, I seen it. I seen that shit, too. And then the thing about them king crabs, and even the snow crab, not snow as much, but the king crab is, you're like, well, how much of that pound is the shell?
The shell.
You know what I'm saying?
The,
like, what's
the
going
ice,
on?
Nigga, the ice that you froze.
Right,
you know what
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Melt that off a little bit. Let that sit for a second. Right. Yeah, man. Yeah. Now, I king crab is slamming. I like a good snow crab, too. I like all of them, but I do like the blue crab because I do like to pick the crab. I like that. That's part of the meditation, breaking the whole shit down.
Yeah. You know. See, I never ate them how you eat them, like cook them whole and eat them and all that shit. We had Captain Crabs in Miami.
Okay.
It was like blue crabs, but they was already broke out for you in the garlic crab sauce, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you buy them by the bucket like chicken, you know what I'm saying? Bucket of them garlic crabs, you know what I'm saying? And then you just eat, you know what I'm saying? So now you just breaking shells. You ain't got to worry about. I was just always afraid of all that brain debris and all that orange shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they used to say that shit'll kill you, you know what I'm saying? So that was the word. Like, nigga, that shit right there kill you.
Be clear. Steer clear of that shit. Yeah, nah. I know, yeah. I know, like the gills, like the little, I guess the little gills inside or whatever. Mm-hmm. The little they call that the dead man. I've heard that before. Mm. You don't want to eat that shit because that, you know. I mean, if we keeping it all the way 100, the whole shit is a scavenger. You know what I'm right. saying? So it's all terrible. But yeah, all of that, like the orange roe. Yeah. And the women, like in the females, I'll eat that shit. The yellow, they call that shit the mustard. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that I'm at right the point. Where, yeah, I'm busting down.
I'll be like, I'ma die.
Yeah, give me a saltine and throw me a little crab meat on top, and I make a little fake sandwich, a little open face open crab face sandwich.
Mustard sandwich.
Yeah, mustard yeah. sandwich, yo. Yeah,
nah, that shit I'm too one much like a runny egg. That's a nigga.
See, I it's fuck with a runny egg. Having
to go on with them fresh ones.
Yeah, yeah, man, that's my vibe. But yeah, so that's what it's called. That's what it's looking like. Juneteenth, young Kendrick Lamar, and some type of cuisine. I'm chilling, man. It's gonna be real chilly, chill. Yep.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's the vibe. That no is doubt. The vibe. Yeah, man. Yeah, I had this. Well, how was your Father's Day, man?
My Father's Day. Yeah. My Father's Day was cool, man. You know, my kids is getting grown, so it's different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My daughter was, my daughter always put down. My daughter, she liked to, she liked to present gifts and, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
wake you up with them and, drop them off on the side of the bed. And she liked presentation of the whole shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that was beautiful. And then my middle son, he in New York, so he just called in. He called it in, shouted me out, whoop, whoop. And then my oldest son, he was on vacation, like a grown folk vacation, like some shit I ain't even did. But he was on a vacation out in the Turks and the Caicos.
Oh, shit. All right. And damn.
They flew back in Father's Day. Day evening, and then we went wow. over there. He cooked a little shit, but of course he was like, "Hey, can you buy the ingredients?"
And then, that's funny.
But, you know what I'm saying? That's that almost getting grown shit. You ain't grown yet, but
on the way.
There. You know what I'm saying? You got the mindset,
right? It's the thought that counts. I'll chef it up. Just sponsor this. Yeah, I'll make it happen.
He didn't even hit it like that. He was just like, we gonna be flying in. If you could stop by.
Okay. Yeah.
I knew what it was, but he ain't presented as such. So
and he cooked it, or
He cooked the pesto pasta. And, And then some dinosaur kale, and then we just got like the boom boom shrimp. That's like an easy. They threw it in the air fryer and, so it was easy.
All right.
But it was cool. Kicked it with him and his girlfriend.
That's what's up. Fresh from Turks.
Yeah,
fresh from Turks.
I mean, shit.
That's wild. Just off the flight. Yeah, we just flew in.
Turks flight from a meditative,
right. Yeah.
Retreat.
Exactly. Exactly. So, that's fly.
So that was cool. You know what I'm saying? To see him experiencing the world in that way, that's cool. So,
Man,
it was took me out to eat for lunch, and then we ate dinner over there with him. So that was all.
That's what's up.
That's
how I supposed to be. That's how I supposed to be. Sounds good, man. Sounds good. Salute.
Black
Congratulations,
Fathers.
Black Fathers. Yo, I almost sent you this one GIF. It wasn't Black Fathers, Black Dads, but basically the same thing. But it was this one GIF. It's like Black Dads are needed. It's like a GIF of a like a Black father fading his son's hair with the clippers. Mm. But it's like a illustration and shit like that. I like that the Black father media is getting more expansive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, niggas fighting for their little attention out here.
Absolutely. Nah, it's this. It's building. It's building, man. That's what's up. I just had this thought. I wanted to talk about this. I had this thought. I literally just came to this a couple minutes ago, a little bit before we even jumped on the mics. But is social media / internet culture, has it, I don't say usurped is the word, maybe. I don't even say taking the place, but similar, kind of taking the place. I'm having this thought that maybe social media is taking the place of hip hop. And this is what I'm saying. In the way of when we were younger, right? Hip hop culture gave access to so many things, but it was still kind of siloed. You got a lot of, you were introduced to a lot of what you could do and the culture of it all, but under the umbrella of hip hop, you know, like whether it was the rappers or the media that spawned from it or the fashion that spawned from it. So many things spawned from it, right? Now, reason I'm thinking that is now social media has become such a big umbrella, and it's got, it has hip hop under it. And reason I feel is this, I feel like this is because hip hop generationally, I feel like, just from my own observation, I feel like a lot of the youth aren't as stringent about the rules and regulations per se of hip hop or what rap culture, and I mean, I guess there's a little bit of like street culture in it too. Based on this is one of the things that kind of got me to that thing. I was thinking about the bounce back, like the you know, Gunna just sold out the arena in Atlanta, right? And, you know, what, a year ago, people was like, I don't know if I'm messing with Gunna. You know, he done snitched and this, that, and the other thing. And I don't know. And then he put that album out, and the I don't know who's got more and more quiet. You know what I mean? And, you know, the records was like, oh, hold on to this shit, you know. And then, you know, he went on tour and he came, closed it all the way out in Atlanta. And I seen some footage and that shit was jammed to the top, you know. Then I look at something like the Kendrick and Drake and J. Cole dust up. You know what I'm saying? I don't even call it beef. It was beef. But it, you know, went from a dust up to a beef. But on, I'm like, did anybody really, like, I feel like if that was 20 years ago, the outcome would have been way more devastating for people involved. You know what I mean? Well, in the way of, and not even in the way of like,
why would you say that though? Who in our, in the back in the day, got real killed off of beef?
No, I'm not even saying. I'm not saying. I said this is more rap. The Gunna thing, the street thing. That was the. But what I mean is like, Ja Rule's career is kind of, it hasn't been the same.
Yeah, I mean, he was 50. He was the one. He got demolished.
He was probably one of the worst of the, like, of the, you know, living, like, of the wreckage. Right. Like, his career was, I remember back in the day, and it wasn't to the same degree, but it was significant enough. It, you know, God bless the dead, but I know, like, you know, it, that Prodigy took a hit after that Summer Jam screen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he ain't go away.
He ain't go away. It was just a little, he had to kind of double back and rebuild.
Yeah, but MC what I'm Shan saying took a hit. You know what I'm saying?
MC Shan took a hit
after Karis won, but you know, it didn't kill him.
It ain't kill him. No, it
Time
ain't kill
killed
him.
MC Shan. The style changed on his ass, and it was over.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I can see that. And I would have to think of some more, but like, the Ja Rule 50 thing is definitely
Ja Rule took the L for.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Ja Rule, I'm gonna tell you the worst L's of the whole shit.
Oh, go ahead.
Ja Rule probably number 3. Biggie number 2. Pac number 1. And only because he got killed first. You know what I'm saying? Like, they took the L's for the beef.
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody else kind of made, like, LL beefed every beef with everybody. He just dropped the record. You know what I'm saying?
Well, this is my point. This is where I was going with as far as, because again, like so much of even the beefs, there's beefs that there's the stuff that stays on record, but then there's still the internet portion of it, right? But then there's like I said, this generation isn't as stringent, right? So even when things like Drake having ghostwriters, more reference tracks comes out, people are kind of like, ah, you know what I mean? Like it ain't, it's not like nobody bangs the gavel and it's like, that's enough, it's over. You know, there's that. Or J. Cole kind of dodging it. You know what I mean? People are kind of, they take a little second, they say, you know what? I get it, I understand. There's even like meme support. You know, J. Cole had the best timing. He must have seen this. You know, like it's a different universe that yes. becomes yeah, how we different. Deal with a lot of the culture. So like this culture universe is it feels expansive, and it feels like the hip hop cultural universe is there, but I don't know if it has such a grip on the people as it did early on. Maybe I'm bugging.
Why
but
you
I'm
ain't
just
the people no more.
That's true indeed. But my point is, that's my point. But I like the people, I don't know, and again, I can't speak for the people because I'm not the people, but I don't know if the people like wave that shit like that. Like, you know, like you see a lot of the motherfuckers saying, yo, I'm not even a rap, I'm an artist, or I'm a rock star, or I do this or whatever. Or some people are like, I don't even want to be a rapper no more. I want to be an influencer. I want to be a vlog. I want to be a streamer. I want to be a YouTuber. Like the thing has gotten broad.
It's way out there. One, you know what I'm saying? The rappers ain't even rapping to the same people they used to rap to no more. You know what I'm saying? Like when rap was just black, it was just right. black. You know what I'm saying? I've been sending you pieces of when rap was black. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's like a little internal hashtag. But you know what I'm saying? When a rapper could just skip over all of the clubs, the hoods, and go straight to Rolling Loud, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And festivals like that, it's no longer the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Like with Drake, yeah, he got killed. And Kendrick and all that shit. But when he go to fucking UK or fucking Ireland and motherfucking places like that, they ain't giving a fuck about that shit, man. This nigga got fans globally. You know what I'm saying? Where hip hop is pop now, like Michael Jackson didn't have to deal with the same shit Houdini had to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Nigga said something about Mike Jack. That nigga go overseas and niggas is just falling out crazy. You know what I mean? So hip hop is no longer that thing what we knew when it was just an upstart, burgeoning, you know what I'm saying? A reflection of what was going on in our neighborhoods. It's no longer that. These niggas rich as fuck. You know what I'm saying? They rapping to niggas. They rapping to white people who do all kind of drugs. They talk about all kind of drugs. Somebody asked me what the fuck was a popper, nigga. I don't know what the fuck a popper was. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. What the fuck is that? Like, back in my day, the only drugs was cocaine, crack, and weed. Heroin, maybe. But that was old. You know what I'm saying? So now they rapping to a whole nother thing. You know what I'm saying? And as you speak of the internet fills the void of everybody has their corner of the internet. And you know what I'm saying? But the thing about it, even though you got your corner, everybody still gets to share in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got hood people doing hood shit. That shit go viral. Everybody going to see it. And then there's some people going to be like, oh, my God, that's so ghetto. You know what I'm saying? And they won't understand it, but they might laugh at it. But it's all out there now for everybody to see. You know what I'm saying? And what people have to do now is find their corner of the internet where they gonna do whatever they do. You know what I'm saying? And in real life, the thing about culture is a living, breathing fucking thing. And nobody can tell it what to do. It's gonna go wherever the fuck it wanna go, when it wanna go. And you don't know what's gonna blow from it first. So you just have to sit back and watch. You live long enough, you'll see new shit just happening. You know what I mean? And you're going to join in or you're going to continue with the old shit. But that's it. That's all I got to say.
So do you think hip-hop is still what you think? I mean, I see what you're saying.
What's the question? Because I ain't really get the question.
I mean, I think you kind of commented on it. You know, hip-hop is speaking to somebody different.
So I can answer it.
Do you think that, I guess, internet culture has usurped hip-hop culture?
An influence? Possibly. You know what I'm saying? It's growing. You know what I'm saying? And I think that people experience internet culture and music to a certain degree at the same time, but the culture of the internet has so many levels, so many different things, that so many different ways that people could make money. And that's when hip hop became a thing, when people could make money. It turns into a business. So I think what people are doing on the internet, a lot of times it starts off fun, starts off as you know, this is what my people doing, this is my culture, I'm reaching out to my people. Then it turns into a business. And then, you know, you got Kai Cenat. Cenat at fucking Northwest birthday party and shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's something else. You know what I'm saying? Now he angling for the interviews and angling for the people to feature on the stream. And it's not as natural as it used to be. So I think the internet does have the attention and the influence. It just burns through everything so fucking quick. And it's a place to experience the stuff that's really happening, but at a more massive level because more people can have access to it.
All right, that's what you're saying. I got you. All right. Fair enough. Just seen that, as you're saying, Willie Mays died. Rest in peace, Willie Mays. Damn. Ah, man. Anyway.
Dang.
Yeah, not at all. No. I took a total different turn. That's what the anyway was about. Nah, rest in peace, Willie Mays, for sure. But damn.
I mean, did you know much about Willie Mays?
Not much. Nah, he was before me. I just knew he's the Say Hey Kid, the basket catch, the top line shit. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I might have watched the documentary came out a few years ago. But yeah, he wasn't really my era. You know, like I know that he's the man. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you just know certain people that loom large, and you know they OGs and you respect them. But like, I didn't grow up watching Willie Mays. Like, when I was growing up, and I ain't really have no baseball idols, but back is when I was young and when people would play baseball, and you know how you call out who you want to be. Like, my peoples was like Daryl Strawberry. You know what I'm saying?
I want to smoke crack.
Yeah, but this is pre-crack Strawberry. Nah, no, and even a little bit of crack. Like, yeah, it was pre-crack Strawberry and Doc Gooden. This is back when the Mets was somebody. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it was Strawberry. Strawberry was definitely the one. And then, you know, as it went on, it was other people. But, like, as far as my black baseball heroes, yeah, Daryl Strawberry, Doc Gooden.
The funny shit is when I knew it wasn't Bobby Brown's fault, because it was a thing showing the timeline of where Bobby was and where Whitney was. And like, Bobby was like a little kid in New Edition doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? And at the time, Whitney was probably 19, 20. And they were like, yeah, and she was at the party with Daryl Strawberry and Eddie Murphy. I was like, damn.
We've got a lead. Yeah, man. It sounds like a detective. Okay, hold on now. We might have something here.
She was already hip, nigga. Yeah, this nigga was a little bitty boy.
He wasn't. Yeah, that's crazy. Shout out to Ricky Henderson, too. Ricky Henderson was out there, too. He's one of the cats.
It wasn't no baseball team in Miami, so we weren't really up on baseball. That it was like people who played, but we ain't had no team. You know what I'm saying? So it was hard to have a favorite, nigga. It was just about football.
Yeah, yeah. See,
we ain't have no basketball team or no football team. I mean, or no baseball team. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, baseball was still a thing. Yeah, baseball wasn't like a like an and I don't mean until maybe a little later. I don't even mean like organized baseball. Just somebody just playing baseball right in the park. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Willie Randolph. You know what I'm saying? Like. Yeah,
I ain't even know none of them names. I ain't gonna speak for everybody. Yeah, I didn't know none of them names because I wasn't hip to baseball.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, rest in peace, Willie Mays, man. I saw Bad Boys this weekend.
Did you? Yeah. I want to see it now. It's, you know, people having a lot of good reviews for it.
Yeah, well, man, I'm not amongst them people. I'm not amongst them people. I'm not amongst them people. I'll be honest with you. I saw it reluctantly. I was still kind of, you know, like on the fence, kind of. I was gonna wait till streaming, but you know, I kicked it with my sister, my brother-in-law, my niece. Kicked the celebrated Father's Day, you know what I mean? You know, my brother-in-law, they, you know, and they was like, yo, you want to watch Bad Boys? You want to come see Bad Boys? I said, all right, fuck it. You know what I mean? I was like, all right, whatever. Not to get all Stephen A. Smith, because I don't think black people need to have a conversation with Will, but it took me a minute. You know what I mean? I think I'm kind of over it now, but it took a minute or whatever. But, yeah, it is what it is. But, you know, and these motherfuckers, they are on an exhaustive press tour, you know? Like, I heard somebody say he might have just did the movie just to do the press tour, just to kind of get in back into the graces of the people, back into the zeitgeist or whatever, back to being the man again, you know what I mean? Because that's kind of the definition of his career in show business. He's kind of been the guy. And, well, like, beloved, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not to say that he ain't no more, but it was a little dip. So I'm gonna be honest with you straight up, though. Maybe part two, Bad Boys 1, I fucked with. Part 2, it was all right. It was cool. I don't really remember it, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? 3, again, like, after a while, I see it for what it is. It's kind of a bit of a money grab. Let's get this money. Let's just run it up. It's like the movie form of Ciroc, you know what I'm saying? Let's put another flavor out. You know what I mean?
I just saw Ciroc ad the other night. I was like, damn, they still putting out Ciroc.
They still putting out Ciroc. I had some Ciroc Lemonada recently, you know. That's
the new ad they got. They put stripes on the bottle.
Yeah, shit regular as fuck. That shit is regular, just some more Ciroc, nigga. It ain't nothing. A little, yeah, man, flavored vodka. Hey, you know, homie, you know, Diddy's not attached to it no more, so it is what it is. I guess they're going to try to see how far they could go. Shit is whatever. But anyway, back to Bad Boys. It was funny. I'll say this. It was interesting in the way of, and I'm going to do a quick review. You know, it's interesting because I heard some, I'm trying to, well, my own, well, my takeaway from it was all right. It was all right. It was kind of paint by numbers. It was, I think Martin kind of carried it a little bit on a certain level. Like Will, Mike Lowry's character, Will Smith's character, he's kind of struggling with a little bit of, he's having panic attacks and shit like that, whatever. He's kind of just not himself. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, basically, you know, they got to avenge their old, I don't want to spoil it because I know you're going to go check it out. So I'm just kind of keep it very cursory or whatever. Right. Overall, it had some jokes in there. There was one little scene, again, I'm trying not to spoil it for the people. It was one little scene where it was a nice nod to somebody that, you know what I mean, has been rocking with the franchise for a while. They get their shine, you know, in a cool way, and kind of, I don't want to say steal the movie, but they get one of the biggest probably applause breaks of the movie. Mm-hmm. It was cool to see it in the theater. The theater was packed, you know. People were engaged. It'll make you a little bit more engaged in a movie when if you're sitting next to somebody that is engaged in the movie, like how we were sitting. I wound up sitting next to this other couple. Like I was on the outskirts of the people I was with, and I wound up sitting next to this like couple next to me. The girl, like she was into it, laughing at every joke. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but like a good laugh. The laughs was better than the joke. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, really? This shit, this is a test. And then what made it so crazy is as we're leaving, there's another cat, and this shit felt like, yo, are there cameras rolling? This cat walked up to us and was like, that was amazing. That was a good, that what, man? I ain't never seen a movie that's had so much action, but then had so much laughs at the same time without compromising either. I don't know if he said compromising, but he was so, like, intense with his little, like, soliloquy. You know, on the walkout. You know what I mean? Like, because I know Will Smith been popping up at the shows and, yo, y'all like that? You know, people are like, oh, shit, it's Will Smith. But I don't know if this nigga was hired to do this shit. It felt organic and real, but I never seen it. I guess, I mean, yeah, I go to the movies every so often. You know, I go typically on a Tuesday early where it's cheap and it's not many people around me. So I never felt this. This is some TV shit. Like when you see back in the day when they used to advertise movies on television and they got the people coming out the theater raving about the movie. I hadn't seen that in years, and it probably was on television then. So to see it in real life was hilarious. But yeah, man, overall, you know what I'm saying? I want to know what you think when you see it. Y'all let me know in the comments, you know what I'm saying, how y'all feel about it.
See, the thing about it is I wouldn't go there thinking I'm about to go watch a mind-blowing movie.
Right. It's a popcorn movie, and I'm
with
that too.
It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's Fast and Furious. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's formulaic. It's going to be what it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? It's Friday, nigga. We're going to get into a situation. We're going to figure this shit out, and then it's going to be over. You know what I'm saying? And that's what Bad Boys is, you know? It's a place to take your mind off. You know what I mean? Take a load off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit ain't for thinking. That shit ain't American fiction and shit.
No. It's definitely not about this. It's not about subtleties or esoteric, navel gazing. Yeah, that ain't happening.
But the thing is, it put the man back at the top of the box office, man.
Yeah.
Let this nigga know people still come out and see some of this shit. You know what I mean?
That's what it felt like. It felt like a, no pun intended, like a Goodwill. People were really trying to, like, show their support. You know what I'm saying? Like we're going to go out there and we're going to let this cat know we still rocking with him. You know? I mean, and then, you know.
People getting fights and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Shit. But, speaking of
the Wills, I went to the rap party for Fight Night with Will Packer.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
You know, I've talked about it since the podcast came out. It's a story that, you know what I'm saying, I'm excited to see what they do with it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, that robbery of a street, like a street nigga party. You know what I'm saying? And then Samuel Jackson playing the head street nigga. So this is like a departure for a lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
it's like, you know, these black people been acting for a long time. Like this a... It's a movie, it's a show that they could act and act black as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I can't wait to see it. They show a few clips, you know what I'm saying? Like a little, you know, sizzle stuff, but
How's the tone?
The tone is, you know, it's like fight night, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Niggas going to the fight, niggas going to the party, you know what I'm saying? All the hustlers in town, you know what I mean? The one hustler throwing the party at his crib, and niggas come rob that bitch and put everybody in the basement butt naked. So the tone is street shit, but I just want to see how they execute it. So
okay,
I was excited about, you know, the project on a whole. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Will Packer, Kenny Burns. Kenny Burns actually brought the story to Will Packer, so that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Diane Ashford, who's producing. It's like a family reunion on that bitch. And a whole lot, they had a whole lot of black people working.
So, yeah, you're telling us. Who wrote it, you know?
I'm not sure who wrote it. And then they introduced the showrunner, and then I can't remember his name, but you know what I'm saying? He from the A, and he put it together, and it was his, you know, in his words, his love letter to the A, you know what I'm saying, because it takes place in Atlanta. So
dope.
So that was cool being there. You know what I'm saying? David Banner in it, ran into him at the party. You know
what were
saying?
The stars there? Were a lot of people from the movie there?
Not a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? David Banner was there. A couple of other ones. I don't know their name. A couple of other people who played the roles. And the trip shit was Kevin Hart stand-in was there. That nigga, if you look the wrong way, boy, you swear that's Kevin Hart, nigga.
Damn.
You gotta look at this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because he got the emotions down pat.
Wow.
The trip shit was he was getting out the Uber in front of me. You know what I'm saying? And then my daughter's like, is that Kevin Hart? And I was like, I guess. You know what I'm saying? She swore it was him. But once I got inside, I was like, that ain't no damn Kevin Hart. But it was fun, you know what I'm saying, to see, you know, the staff, you know, it's different than the premiere because these are just people who worked on the shit.
The rap party, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's the rap party. So but the trip shit about the rap party was I'm in the rap party, I'm chilling, looking at shit. They had the fight on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The tank fight. At the same time, it's like the fight night rap party, but the fight is on. So I'm That's watching cool. it. They got it projected on the wall, on both walls. And I'm watching this shit. Then you hit me with the link. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, I got the link to the fight, nigga. And I was taking
allegedly.
A picture. You know what I'm saying? He might have said that.
I don't know what we're talking about. Yeah, some of it.
I don't know what this nigga talking about. But anyway, as I get this link, I was gonna take a picture of the fucking wall to show you I was watching the shit at the time you sent it to me. You know what I'm saying? So I take the picture, I look down, I send it back to you and shit. And then I look back up and the fight over. He done knocked the nigga out. I'm like, how the fuck I missed the knockout? But then when I looked at the picture today, you don't know how you take a live picture? That picture is the exact knockout blow. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hold on. Let me look at that shit. Yeah,
look at that shit and press and hold. That is the knockout.
Oh, it's alive. Okay.
Yeah,
let me see
I didn't know
shit.
It was alive. That shit is the knockout. I'm like, damn, crazy. I missed the whole knockout taking the picture.
That's funny as shit.
Yeah, what's going on? Okay.
So that was fun. That was a good time.
Oh, wow. Yeah, hell yeah.
You see it?
That shit. Yes, I see it. That shit is crazy. And it's funny because you missed it, capturing it.
Right.
That's bananas. Man.
But I didn't do a video. I just took a still. So I thought I just took a still. And I was like, okay. And then I looked up. This nigga doing a backflip. I'm like, God damn, what happened?
I missed the fucking knockout too because I'm texting you and I see the picture. I was like, oh, this nigga's in the mix. And I'm texting you some more in the mixed ass GIF. And then sure enough, I looked up and my man Martin was on the canvas, snoozed out. That nigga was done. Yeah, man.
And I ain't want to be worried about Tank because the nigga was on Tank. You know what I'm saying? He was on him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he looked a little nervous. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And Tank looked calm. You know, he was like, shit. He was rolling with it. So I wasn't too worried, but I was like, this nigga is on him now. He can't slip up.
Nah. He was doing a lot better. I mean, I kind of caught it maybe a round or two before the knockout, right? Mm-hmm. So I caught a little bit of maybe one of his last good rounds where it was like, oh shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I didn't dismiss either one of them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't familiar with Martin at all. I mean, I've seen some footage on Tank. You know what I mean? I don't think I've watched a Tank fight live maybe ever since this most recent one. But I've seen the replays. I know he's a bad motherfucker. You know, But when I saw, I said, oh shit. Cause I initially I'm like, Tank probably gonna win this just off the strength of his reputation. You know what I mean? Right. He probably gonna take this. I don't know anything about the kid Martin, but he don't look scared. So when I'm watching, I'm like, okay, Martin is active out here. He throwing punches and shit like that. But after a while, he was backing up on them ropes too much.
He was cornering them.
And I can't find it, but I'm almost certain, or maybe it might be confusing it with a Lou Young sketch, but because I know he said it in the sketch, but I don't know if Tank actually said, I'm going to knock this kid out in the eighth round.
Oh.
And if he said that shit, he delivered on some Muhammad Ali shit, you know, but that's also what he's known to do. Like, he'll take his time. You know what I'm saying? He'll let the opponent kind of tie themselves out. He bring you into that deep water and it's over for you. You know what I mean? Because so like that's just, I think even the announcers is like, okay, as we get in the later rounds, Tank is going to be even more comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, he fully warmed up. He even said it himself at the post fight. He was like, you know, I was warming up beforehand and I got a little cold as the fight was going on. But then when we got into it, like I started to get back to, you know, the regularly scheduled programming and that fucking, you know, shit. I don't even know. I mean, the shit was so fast. Even if we wasn't texting, I might have fucking fucked around and missed the shit. Because the kid is slick. He caught it with a quick uppercut and that left hand was brutal. But the angle, the first angle that you see live, that I saw live, you couldn't really see what was going on. You know, some of these knockouts, they like the slam dunk contest. You need that review to fully appreciate it. Yeah, the slow-mo, and I was like, woo-wee. Yeah, he was, after that uppercut, my man Martin was, he wasn't in a good place, and it was no guard up or nothing. He was just food, and he rocked him. Boom. Yeah,
he got rocked to sleep.
He got rocked, but you know.
As they say on New Jack City, rock-a-bop. Baby.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I saw it. I watched that for the first time in a long time. New Jack City. I haven't watched New Jack City in a long time. It's just interesting to watch it on the rewatch, man. It's some interesting. It's on, I think it's on Tubi. It might be on Tubi, man. But but it's some moments in that shit that are wild, man. Your man Nino Brown using that little girl as the shield is crazy. Yeah. But I'ma say this. you know, Chris Rock really went hard as Pookie. Like, he was really trying, what's my motivation here?
Yeah,
like,
he was really going for it. Yeah, role.
Yeah, you know, it's like you can't go, you know how they say you can't go full, you know, retard. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if we could bleep that or whatever, but you know you're not supposed to say that no more. But that's the old thing from Tropic Thunder. I think the same thing is like, if you go all the way caricature crackhead, it's going, people ain't going to really identify. So it's like a thin line. You know what I mean? Yeah. But anyway.
No doubt.
I feel like it's time, man. We got a two piece.
Do we?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, I think so.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
No, I mean, I watched. I mean, I'm not so into the House of the Dragons and shit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that about Ghost in them.
No. I mean, you know. We can get to it.
Okay, where you want to go first? Let's go ahead and get that out of the way, man. King's Landing? Okay.
Yeah, we ain't even in King's Landing. We in goddamn Dragonstone.
See, okay, I'm going to say this. I think, and it's sad that you feel the way you do, because I think you have a better grasp of this show than I do. Like, a lot, especially this spinoff. So many of these people look like the same cat. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
especially all of them.
Don't really, you know what I'm saying? The cinematography is different. So it look a little faker than the Thrones did. It's one family. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? They kind of beefing with each other and shit. So it's not like you get the, you know what I'm saying? You don't get the whole culture. You just get these two families.
Yeah.
They done wimped out the black man so hard. It's so racist. Oh, this nigga.
Yeah, that's been your
He's limping through line. From last season. He's still limping from last season.
All right. Well, we're gonna talk about what I meant. I don't mean it looked like Game of Thrones. I mean like all of these like with silver haired cats.
Yeah.
They blending, man. Damon look like
one family. Argan.
Yeah. And then you know. So all right, so let's kick it off. You wanna kick it off? What you wanna do? I watched it twice. I watched it the first time, and I realized you can't really be distracted. I had shit to do, so I'm just trying to watch it down for this.
Right.
And then I had to rewatch it with the subtitles on. But go ahead.
I'm gonna make the shit quick, man. You know what I'm saying? Here we are. The old king died. He was a wimp. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying? He was the king. He went on to the pasture. You know what I'm saying? He kind of wanted his daughter to be the one. The realm don't agree with that totally, that she should be it, you know what I'm saying, as a woman. You know what I'm saying? Then the son of, you know, the son, he's a wimp-ass nigga, but he making his stake and his claim because, you know, he got back up. You know what I'm saying? The cousin... They had a little childhood beef with one of the lady's sons, the queen's sons. And you know what I'm saying? Little man wasn't playing that, man. He's like, man, you ain't finna fuck with me. And he's gouged the nigga eye out. Mm-hmm. So this nigga been mad about his eye since he was a little boy. You know what I'm saying? So now when the shit go down where, you know what I'm saying, my little team is gonna be the king, not your mama now, you know? It's going down, and the mama, she stretched thin because she ain't got no whole big old team. So she was like, you know, I'm going to send my older son to the further realms, and I'm going to send my young son across the pond over here to take care of some business to see if we can get people on our side. This is all last season shit. So he go on over there, but because with the gouged out eye, he got there first. And so, you know what I'm saying? He like, well, shit, all right, I see what it is. I'm going to try to get myself up out of here. And then Big Cuz gave chase. He jumped on his little baby dragon. Big Cuz got a big dragon because Big Cuz, he want to be about it. He want to be a warrior, but it didn't come easy. You know what I'm saying? He had to figure out how to get him a dragon. He ain't have no dragon. This nigga went and found the big dragon and trained him, you know what I'm saying? So now he got a big dragon. Now he the man. So young boy trying to fly away with his little dragon. But what happened was, Big Cuz couldn't control his dragon, and his dragon killed Lil' Cuz. He didn't want to kill Lil' Cuz. He just wanted to show him a lesson and take his eye. But he ended up killing Lil' Cuz. So now the realm is at the point of war because the mama like, nigga, you killed my son. Nigga, I got to kill somebody. And then the son over there, he like, you know, shit, I'm the king. Shit, daddy dead, I'm the king. So now we come into this season, and they setting all this shit up. Mama is grieving. You know what I'm saying? Black man is limping. He ain't talking about shit. You know what I'm saying? Then old boy over there on the Iron Throne, he ain't got no real juice, but he flexing his power. And so in this particular episode, you know what I'm saying, the uncle husband, you know what I'm saying, to the queen, which is her actual uncle and shit, they done got married and shit on some old Targaryen incest shit. He impatient. He like, where the fuck is she? Well, she out there grieving. He like, well, fuck it. We need to go over there and kill some motherfucking body. And then he tried to get, you know what I'm saying, her, what I don't know what she is to her. I don't know if that's her big sister, big auntie, her something. She's something. She married to the black man. He ain't even in the picture over there. But she like, nigga, I ain't going. Nigga, I been patrolling the seas. Nigga, I ain't going nowhere with you, man. He's like, I order you. She was like, nigga, you ain't the king. And she walked away. And so now he set up his own little plan. I'm going to go over here and kill this motherfucker. So he sneak in that motherfucker under the cloak of dark, but his hair still flowing all out from the hoodie and shit. How nobody ain't gonna know you a goddamn Targaryen with all that silver ass hair coming up in here? So anyway, he go over there and hire the bummest niggas. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you finna take down the realm with these bums? You know what I'm saying? Niggas who pretending to be rat catchers? Mm-hmm. Man, this is a bad plan. So, old rat catchers, he convinced them to go in there and handle this body if they want the rest of this gold. They go up in there. And the one, he ambitious, he like, fuck that. I need to go to the floor where the royals at, because I ain't going to get this gold unless I kill the royal nigga.
Yeah.
So they get up there. They don't even, like, this nigga ain't even show. I guess he ain't had no pictures then. This nigga ain't even describe who he was looking for and shit. He told him the name, but these niggas don't know their name. He go up there. They run into, you know what I'm saying, the queen. Who was the king who died's wife. You know what I'm saying? The mother of the nigga who's on the throne right now. But, you know what I'm saying? But then the king, he got twins and shit. I guess she was the mama. I'm sorry. He got twins and his baby mama and, you know what I'm saying, taking care of the babies. They busting out on their ass. Like, which one is the boy? Right. He's like, we need a boy. We need a son for a son. But nigga, he ain't even send y'all to kill no babies. He sent y'all to kill the nigga with the eye.
Yeah, but he did say, if you can't find him, kill. I think kill an heir or something like that. Yeah, if you can't find him, or if you could, they were like, yo, he's nice with the knives.
Yeah, so y'all might not be him.
Right, you might not be able to take him down. So if you don't see him, or if you want to duck that fade, kill a young kid. If that's what you want to do, just, you know, we just trying to get even.
It's a bad plan, nigga. So they killed the baby, and it's about to be on. Now everybody mad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody madder than a motherfucker. So it's about to be on. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where it's going, but. Shit.
It's interesting, man. I mean, it's yeah. We'll see what happens. Like I said, that shit is it. I had to watch it twice to kind of, you know, make sense of who's who.
Right.
The story. I think I said this last season. It's hard to really get invested with any of these people. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not really rooting for any of these people, to be totally honest with you. But I do like Rhaenyra. You know what I mean? I rock with her probably the most. It feels like, I mean, from the key art, whatever, they setting it up to be Rhaenyra versus, you know, basically her homegirl who is the king's wife, who is openly, you know, everybody. It's like everybody in the keep know that. She's smashing her her guardsmen. You know what I mean? Like when the babysitter, maybe she's more than a babysitter, I don't know, would the babysitter come in with the other baby like, yo, they in full smash mode. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She trying to hide the little kid from seeing what's going on. She's like, what's going on? You know, I thought you was watching them kids. I said, yeah, well, one of them kids is dead. That's how it goes off. Dun, 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 dun. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I didn't even realize that's the same black man from last. Does he still have his locks? Or did they cut his shit off?
Yeah, he had the locks. The old limping ass nigga with the locks.
Okay.
Supposed to now, be king of the seas.
So what, him and his son went in the sea? Because his son got killed prior, right? His son didn't get killed in the seas.
I don't know.
Okay. They got the black people so weak, man.
It'd be like, man. And then it'd be like, how the black people just disappeared by the time we get to Game of Thrones? So you can't even root for them because you know they're going to be out of here.
Yeah. I didn't know exactly who those two, the young dudes were going up the elevator in the beginning. I don't know if
they had an elevator in that time.
Yeah, remember in the very beginning? That's a scary ass elevator, too. It's all going up that fucking wall. The very first scene. I don't know if that was supposed to be a time jump or some shit like that. I couldn't call it. Again, y'all let us know in the comments. I feel like similarly to last week with Power Ghost, I think the first episode, I got to get my bearings and kind of refresh my memory on what was going on, blah, blah, blah. So I think by week three, I should be in the groove with all of these shits. So let's take it all the way back to Queens, though. Let's go to Queens.
Take them to Queens.
Let's go Stansfield. We out here. We in the big rich town. You know what I mean? The pause part. So where we left off last week, we see that Noma. I don't even know what the fuck Noma really, what she really won. I said this last week. I say this too. I don't understand why Noma is that scary. Noma just, she, you know what I mean? She got a disposition of a boy, but I just don't see enough besides her right hand, who was putting in work a little bit last, not a little bit. He put in more work last season, but I feel like now, I don't know, man. I feel like Noma could get touched. It just feels like she got to do something.
They defer.
Yeah, they defer. Like, she's the boogeyman. You know what I mean? And it's like kind of, I'm like, I scratched my head about that. They about to make Davis fuck all season. You know what I'm saying? He's smashing one of his little councils.
Out of control, man.
Yeah, that shit is just for no reason.
They gave this nigga a whole 3-minute expose on his muscles and shit. Like, ain't nobody watching this shit for that.
So that was that. So now he's smashing his one of his staff. This is before, you know, I guess he going, I guess you can't get me too when you ain't got no real job. You know what I'm saying?
Man, they going to use his sex symbol status to their advantage, nigga. Awesome.
Yeah, they going to leverage it. So there's that. What's going on? Effie trying to get into Stanford. We've been known Effie was smart, but she ain't got no money. You know what I mean? That's her struggle.
I don't know why none of these niggas ain't got no money. She been selling dope for 3 seasons.
I don't know either. I don't either. You know what I'm saying? I don't either. Yeah.
Where is the money?
And she could set up a play like this. Yeah. So I don't understand where the money is either. She going to walk up in the Russian spot and, you know what I mean, know exactly what to say.
Everybody broke.
I don't get it. They got, so we finally get to see, I guess, the woman who raised Zeke, you know, I guess that's Mary's sister or auntie, cousin. Yeah.
They would say auntie.
Yeah. So she's there. We get a little flashback with a little old school real love Mary J. Blige lookalike. Yeah. You know what I mean? That was kind cool of fun. Though. Yeah, that was fun. you know, she, you know, Monet don't really know how to stay put, and neither her or Kane know how to, like, just fully recuperate. First of all, Kane had a bullet in his arm last week. Oh, now he walking down the block, breaking niggas' arms and shit with brute strength.
His brother ain't got the limp no more. This nigga smashed out. This nigga's supposed to be laid up.
Oh, man. Fucking Dre and Diane is the most freaking frack ass, goofy, reluctant killers and don't stick to the script ass motherfuckers. So that shit crazy.
Now, what's do you going think on? Monet know that they part of trying to kill her?
I'm trying to figure that out. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure if that's what she got. I feel like she might have got more of, they're disappointed in me and they don't want to be like me and they don't, you know what I mean? They don't look up to me anymore. I don't, because when I rewound it, all of the shit that would be condemning, she was still getting about the chair. You know what I mean? She got to the wall when they were like, we're better than her. We got to be better than her. You know, and she was all sad in the face. So I'm not sure at this moment. I think she might still think Kane has some shit to do with it, which is crazy. What's going on with Braden and Tariq? What did they do? Tariq
pulled off his lie. You know what I'm saying? He under pressure.
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at the school they ridiculing them, you know what I'm saying? Tariq is the killer, you know what I'm saying, suspectedly. And then Braden's family get their name took off the library. I don't know why, because if they gave the money, they done gave it. So right. I guess they take it back when you start losing money, but whatever.
right.
Oh, these niggas' net worth went down. Let's take this shit off the wall.
They not special. Yeah.
They got to sell a house. You know what I'm saying? They had to sell a house. Braden's complaining, I ain't got no money. I want to help my family. So that's how they're going to get back in the game.
It looks like they're going to start selling. I guess Braden ran into some singer at the open mic. You know what I'm saying? That was weird.
Tariq working three campus jobs and shit.
Three jobs. Toiling like one of them late model Juneteenth slaves. Yeah. Then they got... Yo, I hope since this is the final season, I hope they do a little something better for old light-skinned Keisha. Because her character is just written annoying. Like, it's just annoying. Remind me of D from What's Happening. You know what I'm saying? Just annoying for no reason. Even D had a little bit more depth, so maybe not even her. But she just... It's just, I don't get it. It ain't enough. So hopefully she get a little shine. I don't think so. I will say this. I like the little Tasha scenes. Little Tori Norton does a thing. I like her in a little Witsec wig. You know what I'm saying? Like, it grounds it, I guess, because it's something familiar. It grounds it into, like, you see Tariq and Tasha get their little moment. It's almost like a show within a show. Right. Cause the other shit that's going on is kind of all over the place.
Yeah, he booked old man ass for talking to Tasha Slick, fucking up the Witsec program,
fucking the whole shit up. So now she definitely about to be right back in the midst.
Yeah. And then, old girl? Old girl is pregnant.
Oh, Diane, yeah, she pregnant by who? Is it Tariq? Is Tariq the only one? Oh no, what was my man? Wasn't she? Did she ever?
Oh, the smash old dude, the old face little nigga,
the conscious nigga, the fake,
old face hotep.
right. That'd be terrible for her. Because I don't know who else she was messing with besides Tariq and that cat. I don't even think he got there. So yeah, she all worried in the face. Diane stay worried. I don't know if Lauren ever coming back. I'm not sure if that's gonna happen. what else we missing? Anything else?
You know, Michael Ealy, the new police on the case.
Right.
He coming hard. He came at Davis, he came at Tariq.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Want to psychoanalyze Tariq's response.
Yeah, your breath control.
You got your breath control down pat. You know how to lie.
Mm-hmm. yeah, that was a little bit. And so his wife was a nurse who got shot when they tried to shoot the nigga on the gurney?
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. But
yeah, that's a reach.
Effie pulling in the Russians. She could pull them to the table just by walking in the bar.
Right. Smooth.
Promising some shit.
Josephine. That's what Effie short for. I was like, okay, interesting. Josephine.
Yeah. Y'all niggas stretching. Y'all niggas yoga stretching out here.
Yeah.
Then old boy, the right hand man to Norma get sent home.
Oh, and Kane and Hub look like they about to get to it. Right, yeah. Right. That was interesting.
I don't know how that played, but whatever.
I don't get it.
Because Kane can't leave Queens. You got an international organization.
Oh, right. He just hilarious.
You done fired a nigga, the international nigga, and brought in a Queens nigga. She ain't going to help you.
Yeah.
She ain't going to help you in Europe.
Right. He can't go nowhere. Monet fell out at the little Mexican standoff because she's up. You know what I mean? She's on a damn barbiturate. I don't know what else. What else is going on this show?
That's it, man.
That's about it.
I mean, that's the way that, you know, they see this episode 2 kicking it off.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I mean, you know, it's power it goes. Not RIP, but early hospice care to white power, power force. It's just been announced that after season 3, that is a wrap. So they gonna, fortunately, they got enough time to give it a proper goodbye. But this Tommy season is going to be the last of the force. Supposedly, there might be a whole nother spinoff that includes Tommy. That's not Origins. So we'll see.
I ain't even bringing them niggas into Raising Canaan yet, but go ahead.
Nah. So it is what it is, man. Yeah, man. Hopefully these shows get a little better. Hopefully these shows get a little better, man. We'll see. I'm still sticking with it. We're going to make it through. We're going to make it through. Let us know what you think. Y'all got any speculation, any points, anything we missed, you know, get in the conversation. Let us know. Shit, brother. You got any last words? Because I think it's about that time.
Man, I'm about to take it down to Chinatown, man. I'm just happy to be here. Happy there y'all with us. You know what I'm saying? I'll see y'all next week.
There you go. Well, look, I'm going to tell y'all this. Happy Juneteenth. Happy Juneteenth. I'm off today, but tomorrow, if you happen to be in the Bridgeport, Connecticut area, I'll be at the Stress Factory. One night only at the Stress Factory. Come through. Bring your crew. The 22nd, I'll be in Grantville, Pennsylvania, at the Laughing Stock Comedy Club. That's Saturday, June 22nd. Come through to that. June 29th, I'll be up in Poughkeepsie at Laugh It Up, at Mahoney's at Laugh It Up. Come on out. Tickets available still. Tickets are available for my Seattle run out in August, comedy/bar out in Seattle, August 30th and 31st. Tickets are available at DamianLemon.com to all of those spots. Come on out. Let's sell these bitches out. Anyway, until next week, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation, we gone.
Conversation.